Welcome everyone. In continuation of our discussion on e-com and the role of AI in e-com, we have explored various areas and departments or different places where AI is used in e-com. In this chapter, what we will do is we will look in how AI is getting used in marketing and sales department of the organization. So the topics that we will cover are AI for marketing and sales. And we've been speaking a lot about personalization, super personalization. So how personalized marketing campaigns are made using AI? How does AI technologies power the personalized marketing? What is, of course, we have also discussed in past the benefits of AI powered personalized marketing, but we'll get a little more detail in this. How AI is getting used in advertising, targeting, and content creation. And again, we'll touch base on AI for sales forecasting. Although demand forecasting we have done, and demand and sales forecasting are very close to each other, but we'll find some more details around it. So with this brief introduction, let us get into it. So as we have discussed, and I by now all of you would have realized, that the AI is transforming the e-commerce organization. Marketing and sales are not left far behind. AI is touching marketing and sales through advanced personalization and predictive technologies. There's a lot of machine learning algorithms which enable hyper-target customer experience with very precise product recommendation and a combination of dynamic pricing, which includes discounting to ensure that the sales go up. So you have AI-powered chatbots and virtual assistants, which are providing 24/7 contextual support. So they understand what they want, the customer intent, the sentiments, and accordingly take actions. AI is revolutionizing the decision-making with predictive analytics and data-driven insight, and thereby optimizing the sales pipeline and forecasting market trends. So AI is really making a big difference. It is trying to be one step ahead of the game. It is doing prediction. It is checking the data on a daily basis and seeing if it needs to change its prediction and so on and so forth. Now, AI systems are scoring leads. They are identifying business opportunities in real time and are continuously adapting to evolving customer behavior. So they are understanding customer behavior, changes in customer behavior, evolving around it, coming up with a new strategy, and so on and so forth. And these technologies are creating more efficient, responsive, and therefore a very customer-centric e-commerce ecosystem. So let's look at global statistics from SurveyMonkey and World Metrics Organization. So percentage of marketeers who are using AI, it's over 80% of marketeers worldwide. So they have integrated some of a form of AI into their online marketing activities. What is the expected market revenue? The global market revenue for AI in marketing is forecasted to reach $107 billion by 2028. So where are they using this? So many marketeers are using AI for variety of tasks. So in general, 88% of marketeers are using AI in their job. 71% of marketeers are using AI for automation for some task. And in daily workflows, around 36% of marketeers use AI in their daily workflows. In which areas are they using? Again, as per SurveyMonkey and World Metric Organization, AI in marketing operations are used close to 70% of marketeers have integrated in their marketing operations. In content creation, surprisingly, it is still low, 62% have seen potential of impact. I would have guessed in content creation with the advent of large language models, LLMs, they would have used much more, but at least the metrics that we see is now 62%. In campaign optimization, Only 22% as of now see great potential impact of AI in campaign optimization. I think as the AI grows and adoption grows, we will see a big jump in this 22%. Predictive analytics, 9% of marketers sees potential of AI in predictive analytics. I think this will also change dramatically. It will go in high 30s or 50s, the case may be. I think marketers are yet to understand the power of predictive analytics. What is the impact of sales? So again, as per SurveyMonkey and World Metric Organization, the impact of sales is close to 52% as per the marketeers. In terms of customer retention, it is close to 51%. In terms of new product launch, it is 49%. So typically one says around 50%, it has breached the 50% benchmark. And now it will go up as we go along. Has AI really reduced the marketing spends? So the marketing automation is predicted to reduce marketing cost by 30% in 2025. Now, that's an amazing saving if we are able to achieve it. It is saying that AI will reduce the customer service cost again by 30%. Again, a big saving, which will really help the organization and business. So, again, some more statistics. How does customer engagement and personalization work? So, as per SurveyMonkey and worldmetric.org, it says, if you can do real-time personalization, you increase the customer engagement by 80%. That means you are engaging customer at a very different level. Conversion rates. So if AI-driven marketing leads increases the conversion rates by close to 30%, which is amazingly high. So again, which marketing task is preferred using AI? I think content creation, optimizing content, SEO, email campaigns, brainstorming content, conducting research. All this is very close to 50%, and this will grow as the quality of AI improves. Now, where do we feel application of AI in marketing is taking place? I think AI is automating the marketing process, such as email campaigns, social media posts, content distribution. And because it is automating all that, the marketers will be able to focus on strategy. There were already tools in last 3-4 years which were doing some part of it, but the AI automation has taken it to next levels. Now, AI is also improving campaign attribution by capturing data from phone calls, providing insights to optimize marketing send and drive higher value leads. So, the AI has already improved to that level. AI is also enhancing data analytics. And again, our favorite topic, which is predictive modeling. So thereby helping business to anticipate customer needs and generate actionable insights. No price for guessing the next point, which is NLP usage by AI in sales and marketing, which enables them to do sentiment analysis, social media monitoring, and voice-activated marketing for real-time responses. AI is aiding in content creation and lead generation by analyzing customer interest, ensuring relevant content, and faster sales closure. And platforms like Amazon are using AI to predict customer purchase behavior. And they personalize outreach based on the past activity, which we have covered in the last chapter as well. What are the applications of AI in sales? So in sales, you are able to do, like you have demand forecasting, you are able to do sales forecasting. So you use the AI model to look at the historical data. You take inputs from the market. You take inputs from your sales team and are able to do sales forecasting effectively. Because of that, you are able to now predict your team performance and the managers are able to adjust strategies proactively. You are using AI to identify new in-market leads. So you scan the data, third-party database to uncover new leads to match high-performing prospects. In many industries, the newsmaker, the external news feeds from various sites are collated and an opportunity is created around it, which helps in increasing the number of leads. So all this is being done by AI. Now, this is a bit further, but many organizations are working on it. So they are looking at historical and market data and are predicting what is the likelihood to close the deal. Readiness to buy. So they track behavioral signals to prioritize promising leads, thereby reducing missed opportunities and increasing the close rate by trying to understand through behavioral signals of the purchaser whether they are ready to buy and how fast they are able to buy. Lead prioritization and scoring. So you could get, if you're in an organization which has a good brand market reputation, you could get multiple leads, but prioritizing it and ensuring that you close more rather than just participate is a big challenge today. But with AI, it is able to look at the data, it is able to give you an indicative with some confidence level on which are the leads that you can close faster and you have more ability to close it better, thereby making you focus on those leads, and that leads to easy closures, faster closures, and the growth of the organization. More importantly, AI is now tracking competitor activities in real time, thereby reducing the need for manual research and allowing the teams to stay ahead of the market. And this people dependency on getting competitor information is reducing as we speak. So personalized marketing campaigns using AI. So AI is helping business to send relevant content to prospects based on their needs. And because it is matching their needs and it is devoid of all the frills and all, it increases the chances of conversion. That AI is doing with its model. It is taking inputs and doing it. Now, customers are also expecting such experience. And therefore, any organization which are not using AI for marketing campaigns are now getting into a disadvantageous position, because AI has spoiled them also. And on top of it, for personal productivity, there are other AI tools which analyzes your emails and responses and accordingly highlights what meets your requirement. So if you don't come part of that score, you may miss that lead as well. So it's getting a very AI to AI comparison world. So it's no longer that I have to do AI, I must do AI and ensure it is done in such a fashion that the opposite side AI also accepts that AI. So it's a very interesting scenario that we are slowly coming in the sales field. So in personalized marketing, you obviously power it by AI, and one of the subset of AI is machine learning. And you try to create a unique experience for each customer from whichever channel he has come. You try to reduce the confusion and drive the engagement. So obviously AI, we know, automates data collection. It has contextual content delivery. It ensures seamless and efficient execution of the marketing strategy. Now, Gartner report has highlighted that 71% of marketers interested in AI for its ability to enhance personalization for better marketing strategies. So, personalization, super personalization is the way forward, and marketers are looking for that kind of AI models which will help them to reach that level. So now we have spoken a lot about personalization and hyper-personalization, and you may also have some idea about how it is done. We'll just take a view around it in little more detail if possible. So how personalization works, so obviously you collect the customer data, you analyze it. So AI does the work for you with its strong, powerful shoulders. It kind of takes care of it. It goes through your purchase history, your client's purchase history, the browsing behavior, the social media activity, some other elements, social media, outside work activity, some feedback that they have given, some other channels which they have used to access you. So touching, complaining, everything is created, and you create a detailed customer profile. You have tools like Google Analytics, which provides insight into this, which most of the marketers today are using it. What you do is you personalize the content creation by using AI-powered tools like NLP, MailChimp, Jasper, where NLP is part of MailChimp and Jasper. So MailChimp and Jasper uses NLP and other AI models to craft tailored emails, blogs, and product recommendations. And with that, they are hoping to increase engagement with content specific to customer preference. More importantly, they are moving into predictive analytics, where the machine learning is forecasting the customer needs and actions. And therefore, an example of that is Amazon's recommendation engine for product suggestions, which we have also looked in the previous chapter. Now, how personalization work? Again, dynamic pricing models, AI does that. You have Make My Trip, Swiggy, and so many e-com sites which are using it. They are optimizing conversions and revenue. You have product recommendation engines, which are used by platforms like Amazon, Netflix, Spotify, and really everyone in that sense, where they are giving relevant product and service based on past behavior, enhancing your user experience and retention. Now you're having AI-powered chatbots, which not only are providing you real-time personalized interactions and handling your queries and offering discounts and giving you more details, but they are also absorbing all this data and adding to the machine learning model for further interactions. The heart of AI technology, the ML. So there are various models which are there in the market. People are also customizing to suit their requirement, which analyzes the customer data. They make segmentation and they start predicting behaviors. The more accurate they become with customer profiles and performance predictions, preference predictions, and accordingly, the better they would be able to recommend, tailor the recommendation to suit them, the better the conversion would be. One of the things that we see in the industry is that people leave everything to AI and therefore sometimes get what is known as hallucinations with customer profiles and performance preference predictions, because of which you are not able to give tailored recommendation. So I think you have to work hard on your data, know your business, and the AI does the heavy duty for you, but at the same time you have to guide it also at some places to get a better output, especially at the time of model making. We have discussed this ad nauseum. NLP is the change. You don't need complex programming skills to get customer feedback, reviews, social media. Normally, what is getting used, plain English, are taken, converted into sentiment analysis, favorable, not favorable, neutral, and various other statistical programs you have, which kind of does that with you. And the basis that you make your model for super personalization. The difference between before and today, one of the big difference that is there, which has come up, is a concept known as computer vision. So in computer vision, the AI model analyzes the visual data like product images. It also is able to read a PDF file and things like that. And using that, It can offer personalized product recommendation based on the insights which it has get from the images. That has really moved forward. So you don't need to convert everything. You just have to put it there and it can understand it. Big data analytics is playing a big, big role where you have a system now who's capable of analyzing large data volumes from various sources to uncover trends and behavior. And the moment you are uncovering it, you are able to get customer preference, you can target that more effectively. Recommendation engines as part of the model building. So people use machine learning to suggest personalized products or content. And this recommendation engines obviously is widely used in e-commerce, streaming platforms, content services, and many more. So which are the common tools for personalization? This is just to give you an insight. You can practice some of it, look into it, understand. So there is Skyward, Scripted, Curator. They are using the scale content creation. Acronolix enhances the content using the NLP for improved engagement. Atomic Reach optimizes content for higher engagement. OneSpot matches the content to preference based on website interaction. Now, what does this all leads? This leads to increase in customer engagement. So because you deliver relevant, personalized content, you are able to capture the customer's attention. Because you are able to capture the customer's attention, you get better engagement. Because you get better engagement, you get better conversion rate and an improved sales, which is what you're looking for. Not only that, because the customer starts feeling that you're understanding him or his preference, his requirements before he even makes it, the loyalty factor towards your platform goes up. And as we all know, the cost of acquiring a new customer is much, much more than cost of retaining the current customer. The longer the customer stays with you and is loyal to you, the more revenue you are going to make out of him. So AI plays a big part in it. We've already discussed the conversion rate, and with all that, the loyalty has come in where it's been super personalized. Obviously, customer is very comfortable and therefore he enjoys his customer experience. And you create an enjoyable journey for personalized interactions, and that really is the cornerstone on which your success is set up. Now, all this when you do, as we discussed, if you are able to hold on to your customer for longer, you have a loyal customer, loyal to the brand, repeat sales, what is going to happen? Your cost is going to come down. If your cost comes down, your revenue is going to go up. And therefore, it leads to cost efficiency, better ROI. And as we discussed, it lowers the customer acquisition cost. So what are businesses doing? So they're leveraging AI. They are moving away from traditional way of working and leveraging AI for efficient strategies. AI is combining data analysis, automation, personalization, and creating an impactful campaigns. All this is helping the business to connect with the audience in a very innovative and a meaningful way. The more advanced algorithms and machine learning you do, the more hidden aspects of customer segmentation you come to know. Because you come more closer, your super personalization, you are innovating much more. And because you are innovating much more, you are ensuring that the business exceeds the customer expectation. And the moment you increase customer, exceed the customer expectation, in addition to sales and everything, what are you doing? You're building a competitive advantage. The customer will not go to your competition, even if the competition gives a huge discount, because you're exceeding his expectation. You're giving him much more than what he's asking for. And that, my friends, is a great competitive advantage to have. So, how are we doing it? How is the advertising and targeting working? So, as we discussed, initially you make an audience segmentation. Now, from audience segmentation, you personalize it, you kind of probe deeper and get into a personal. And once you get into personal, You understand the user at a very individual level with an umbrella of the segment. And once you do that, you are able to predict what he's going to do and not do. And once you test your prediction and if with high confidence level you are able to achieve, then you have entered his mind and thereby you have improved superbly. Now you have platforms like Google Ads, Meta Ads. We try to do this targeting dynamically for better engagement. Or there are other models you can build which can do it. You have something known as real-time ad optimization. So it's analyzing, it has a model, but it is also checking the real-time feedback. And accordingly, it is changing. It changes in its CTR, it changes its impression, the conversions. And therefore, in the real-time basis, what is required to engage the customer and take the customer to your call to action module, you are able to do that. Predictive analytics. So you plan the campaign, you predict what will happen, you forecast it, and there are tools like AdRoll, Adobe Advertising Cloud, which comes out of box with this, but you can make your own tool as well. And this way you help because you are able to allocate budgets, you are able to focus on high performing channels and the timing and messaging. For example, if someone likes to, you have seen he opens his email quite late in the night, you will naturally send him the email late in the night only. So your probability of it opening becomes higher. Dynamic creative optimization. This is a next level of AI that is taking place where the AI customizes the visual and messaging for different segments, like testing elements like images, text, call to actions. So it understands which are there. It has different segment, different dynamically you create the content. So no longer are you now living with fixed content in your content management system. That is changing dynamically, is changing to suit each customer. And you put a guardrail around it so it doesn't go all over the place, but it changes to suit customer. Again, super personalization. Social media advertising. So you are analyzing the social media data for audience identification, campaign optimization, and accordingly, you're comparing with your segmentation, your customer, and doing a campaign around it. You're using AI-powered content creation. So there are tools like Jasper, Copy.ai, WriteSonic, which helps you to create articles, social media posts, and ad copies quickly and cost-effectively. ChatGPT, and Perplexity and others are also doing that now very fast, easily, and you are able to get in the market. Your content is ready. AI tools like DALL-E and Canva are creating graphics, infographic videos at a click of a button. So what used to take 2 or 3 days is now happening in 2 or 3 hours and even less in many cases. AI is also analyzing the behavioral data to recommend the tailored content like blogs and videos. And Netflix, YouTube use this for personalized recommend basis the user preferences that we have seen. Content strategy also is an outcome of sentiment analysis. So there are tools like Hootsuite, Brandwatch, which evaluate the feedback and social media sentiment and basis that you create content to meet that audience. Interactive and conversational AI content. So AI powered chatbots like Google Dialogflow, they deliver personalized real-time interactions. They answer queries, they enhance buying experience through a conversation instead of selection. Sales forecasting. So like demand forecasting, AI is now used to predict the future sales using historical data, market trends and other factors. So traditional methods rely on manual analysis, which is obviously inefficient to a large extent. Here, the forecasting employs machine learning and advanced algorithms to try to accurately predict and give you informed decision making. Predictive AI enables a sales manager to forecast team performance in advance. So you have key predictions by AI systems like likely to close the deal, which prospect is most likely to convert, which are the opportunities you should work for, how do you identify new customers, and so on and so forth. So you look at traditional methods, static data, change, all dynamic data, real-time data, model, and all that. Now, obviously, it leads to very overly optimistic sales prediction, which the sales team have to meet. We have always been talking of past data and how that has helped. But if your data quality is poor, then your outcome will become poor. And that's where the hitch is in these models. Uh, 25 to 30% organization degrades annually, reducing the forecast reliability. Changing market conditions like economic shift, global events. I think the AI is now able to even handle that. Sales cycles, real-time data when it gets, it's able to estimate that, try to take calls around it. So AI is able to also predict the unpredictable sales cycle. So obviously the advantages of using AI in sales forecasting is it gives you greater accuracy. It gives you real-time sales forecasting. It changes as per changes in the market data. And at the end of the day, you have data-driven decision-making tool at your fingertips. It reduces your risk. You are managing your risk better. And you have a stronger business relationship because you are able to forecast the sales, thereby some element of demand forecasting, thereby better inventory management, better cash flow management, higher profitability, better customer retention. So the benefits are much, much more than a simple AI tool. So how do you get into sales forecasting? Like anything else, you first take the data, process it, analyze it, puts into a model, build up a lead scoring models, which triggers the real-time sales opportunity. Then use the predictive modeling to understand what will be the future sales, the forecast. And accordingly, you also optimize your inventory and plan for future growth. You do call analytics. So whatever calls you're getting, the salesperson calling, the customer calling back, email analytics, real-time insights, all this adds to the sales cycle and sales engine where AI comes into play and does sales forecasting for you. And on top of this, you don't have to find every data yourself. You can automate most of this and therefore it frees up your time to do strategic decisions. So to summarize, like in all departments, AI is transforming the marketing and sales also. It is automating the processes. It is providing data-driven insight. It is trying to enhance your customer engagement. The tools are enabling business to be super personalized market campaigns. They are doing a lot of real-time data inputs. And more importantly, AI is using to generate dynamic content. So no longer is the age of static content. It is helping you to create dynamic content depending on what the customer is asking for. So sales, AI-powered forecasting tools, they look at history, they look at real-time data and try to predict the demand. And you integrate AI across marketing and sales processes. You improve the operational efficiency. And you improve the customer engagement. And by doing that, you try to get a competitive edge. So finally, what happens is AI is helping you to stay ahead of the trends, let others follow, deliver a very personalized experience to your customers, and set the base to achieve a great growth and success. With that, we come to the end of this chapter. Thank you.